Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Okie Smoking Podcast. This is episode number 6. We're just going to discuss some of the things that we did this past week. Also, the future of this next week. So get ready.
Time to fire up that grill. From smoked pork to smash burgers, outdoor cooking just tastes better. This is the Okie Smoking Podcast. And here's your host, John Barry.
So it's just me today. I'm going to go solo on this one. Dolores will be back next week. First of all, once again, welcome back to the Okie Smoking Podcast. We had a lot of fun things happen over this last week, or just a couple of real good concepts that we did, and I'm going to discuss that. Now, first, let's just go ahead and talk about last week's Smoking Delights, if we could. So, on Thursday on the YouTube channel, I released something that I'd come up with. It's nothing real brand new, but it was something a little different, and it was a BLT. Which you say a BLT, yeah, that's something I make quite often, you know, throw some bacon on a griddle or skillet, fry it up, bread, tomato, and lettuce, and that's correct. But I wanted to take it up just a notch, so I decided I wanted a peanut butter BLT. And I had watched several videos, I had seen several recipes, and there's quite a few out there of people that's done that, and they did the peanut butter BLT. But when I decided to do this, I realized I was out of peanut butter at the house, and I went to get it. So when I went to get peanut butter, I happened to notice there was a jar of goober. And if you don't know what goober is, it's peanut butter and jelly mixed together. And I said, that's my peanut butter. We're going to do a peanut butter and jelly BLT. And that's exactly what I did in our last video. You'll be able to find on the Okie Smoking channel. It's a real short and easy video. Cooked up the bacon and then put some of that goober on it and toasted the bread and added the bacon, lettuce, tomato. And I was the only one that ate that. For some reason, the other people wanted their sandwich without any peanut butter, so they just had the plain bacon and lettuce and tomatoes, of course. But it was actually pretty good. You'll see in the video, I gave it a 6.5 out of 10. Being honest, I wasn't overly crazy about it. It wasn't something like, oh, I want to have this again. But I would try it a couple of different ways. And if you've ever tried this, be sure and let me know. You can always email me at john@okiesmoking.com. Please do. I'd like to read your comment on air or on the podcast on a future episode. But I almost grabbed the goober grape because, I don't know, I like grape jelly for the most part, and that's what I usually have when it comes to peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, or if I'm at the local Brahms or McDonald's or something, just eating out and I grab jelly, I usually look for grape. If I'm going to be putting it on some bread, I like grape. I usually have grape, but they had strawberry. I don't know why. I thought that might go better. So I did strawberry. I might have actually given it a higher rating, maybe 7, maybe 8 if I'd have did the grape. So I haven't tried it with the grape yet. So that would be something to do. So one thing I'd like to do is retry it with the goober grape version with peanut butter and grape mixed in. And or another option would be just peanut butter only, which is what many people have done. There's probably someone that's done it like I did. But, you know, that would be something I would be really happy to try is with the grape version. And then what about if you just got peanut butter and your own grape or strawberry jelly, your Welch's or whatever it is? Would it be any different? I don't know that it'd be much different. You would be able to control how much jelly you put in, rather than it already being together. But that was a good video. If that sounds like something you'd like to check out, be sure and check out my last video or last couple of videos. Just check it out. I'll put it in the show notes of this episode as well in this podcast, so you'll be able to easily access that. The other thing that I did this past week, which it just launched yesterday, and this is something new that I am testing on the podcast or on the YouTube channel, and that is live videos. And, you know, there's a lot of people that do live. A lot of people interview other people, and that's cool. I watch some of those, and that's something I would consider doing as well in the future. But just actually cooking. So I did a smashed burger, just nothing fancy, a smashed burger on my Blackstone griddle with onions and jalapenos. I sauteed those first and then use that to top the burger. Forgot to add the seasonings, but I got to tell you, a smashed burger with no seasonings, pretty damn good. There's just something about it that it is really, really good. So even if you forget the seasoning, I'll still devour it. You could always add some salt, pepper, and seasonings after it's done too, and that's fine. But man, it was fantastic. But I'm trying this out. And we had a couple people come in the live. It was only about a 15-minute live video. And this is my first, I'm calling it the, I believe it's the Oki Backyard Kitchen Show or something like that. Just something to give it a name. And this, well, I officially called it episode one. So I want to try to do this on a fairly consistent basis. Maybe not every week, but most every week. Mostly on Sunday, but it don't have to be. I could do a midweek or maybe two in a week. But I think the schedule I like to do is once a week. So we did the live, and then once it's done, of course, you can watch the replay. And I'm doing this to try to get a little more engagement on the channel to see if it does help build the channel up just a little bit. And it's something that I think there's a lot of interest on, live content and streaming and cooking at the same time. Of course, if you're out there and you would like to jump on one of my live streams, if you do have a cooking YouTube channel, or even if you're just are very interested in the cooking I do, or you do, or you want something you want to talk about, let me know. I would invite someone to come on the cooking stream. You could talk while I'm cooking. So that's something that would be interesting, is having a possible guest on the cooking show while I'm cooking. Maybe they could tell me what I'm doing wrong, what I'm doing right, tell me how to cook, what to add, and give me some help as well as just go ahead and talk to the people out there. So that's something that could be done in the future. But hey, it was a real good, fun time pushing record. I have one camera pointed at the Blackstone griddle. I had the computer camera kind of pointed at me, and I had both of them on. And if you look at some of my older videos, this is about the fourth video, I'm not sure, live video I've done. So I have tested it out, and hey, there's just something, though, let me tell you, about going live. And, I mean, I'll tell you a story where I was wanting to do this, and I got up there, and I start to press live, and I couldn't do it. I got scared of going live, and it's a true thing. Like, I'm a shy guy. Hey, I may make videos, and I may edit them, and I'll post them for everybody to see. It's different, but when you're live, it's real. You don't know what you're gonna do. You don't know if the whole thing's going to fall apart. You don't know if your audio's not going to work. Or I had one where I would say something and I'd hear, "Hello, hello, hello, hello. What do you do? What do you do? What?" You know, all these echoes are going on. I'm like, ah. And that is what makes it good and what makes it terrifying at the same time, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to burn the food. There's no way to edit it out. It is just live. And it's something that now I think after going live a couple of times, I've kind of overcome it now. I just do it like it's a video. You're not going to edit anything, of course. If you get some people to come in to interact, that's a bonus. And then hopefully it'll build up into something in the future. So if you enjoy the live stuff, let me know. You can email me. You can comment on this podcast, ever how you want to do it. You can also, just a plug for my fan page, go to okiesmokin.com/fanpage. You can leave me a voice message in there. That's awesome, ain't it? A voice message. And then I can play that on a future podcast episode. Discuss the message you gave me, comment that you went ahead and said on that message. We will put you on the podcast, talk about it, your comment, if you want to give a recipe idea, if you just want to make a suggestion or just say a few things. You can do that at okiesmokin.com/fanpage. That will take you straight to where you can get that done. So let me just discuss a little bit quickly about the toppings on a smash burger. Very little. Let me just say, you can go all out if you want. You can add peanut butter and jelly. Do what you want. My, one of my sons did, and then he didn't like it a whole lot. So he actually did tonight, because I did the BLT. He ate it, but he said it's a bit sweet. But you can do whatever you want. But all I did in this one is added the sautéed onions, the sautéed jalapenos, and some pickles. Didn't add anything else. Didn't add any seasoning, although that would have been good. You know, after you put the smash burgers and smash them, throw some seasoning on there, that would have been good. Salt and pepper is all you need, or your SPG. And then a couple of buns. I used potato buns. That's it. That's all you need. You can add some lettuce, sure. You can add some tomatoes, sure. But really, I like to take two smash burgers, about 2 ounces, 2 to 2.5 ounces, smash them, flip them when they're pretty much done, throw a slice of cheese on them, put one of them on top of the other to make it a double, and you just throw it on a bun. You can then throw you some ketchup, some mustard, some mayonnaise, whatever you want to do with it. It's all up to you. Make it how you like it, and you'll be enjoying that smash burger. So that was what we did this past week. We did that smashed burger live video, and the peanut butter and jelly BLT. So if you want to check out some videos, there's your two of them. They're both fairly short. The live was only about 15 minutes. The other video was well under 10. Won't take much of your time if that's something that interests you. And again, I'll put both of those in the show notes of this podcast so you'll be able to easily access it. So let's move on to our next segment, which is talking about videos again, but what's smoking up next week? What is smoking up next week? We do have an exciting week coming up. Now, it is my oldest son's birthday. His name's Ryan. And it's going to be his birthday on March the 8th. So my grandson, his son, who is 8, wants to make a cake. And he wants to smoke the cake because, you know, what does a Papa here do? Smoke stuff. And he wants to smoke it in the pit boss. So hopefully I'm going to make it. Hopefully I can do it where he's around. We're going to be doing that so he can be in the video this week. And I'm going to, if everything goes well, have that released on Thursday, the day before his birthday, just because that's my release date that I've been trying to stick with. And that's going to be our video this week. Also, I'd like to just mention, while we're just talking about scheduled videos, I will be joining there's a collaboration for St. Patrick's Day, and that may be the week after the weekend. It's going to be on a weekend video or something. So I'll be doing an Irish dish. Now that's a, we'll talk more about that in next week's podcast because that's a little bit out, but just a little bit of a foreshadowing event. And if you want me to really go foreshadowed, in April, I am in a collaboration with Jim Kitch's Kitchen, and we'll be doing a video where I have to use a banana. Got any ideas for me? Let me know. I haven't quite figured out what I'm doing there just yet. But we're going to be making a Reese's cake. We're going to smoke it. I don't know how this is going to come out in the next few days. We're probably going to be doing that around Tuesday or Wednesday, and kind of getting that done, and then hopefully have that edited out for Thursday, and then it'll be his birthday on Friday. So that's going to be a pretty good video, I think, a sweet tooth video. You know, my grandson, Jake, we've done many dessert videos, or a few. You can find them on the channel. We did, some kind of a apple pie a dessert. We've done cookies and a few other things on the Pit Boss. We've done some on the Blackstone. And so it's time for another dessert video with him. He loves to be on the channel, be involved with the videos. You'll see him from time to time sneak in and get on screen. So we got that coming Thursday. And then the following Sunday, which is going to be, if I were to look at the calendar here, let me pull that up. Hope you don't, click there. You probably hear a mouse click or two. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to find the calendar. Let me look on my phone here. It is going to be on the 10th. Yep, March the 10th is going to be a live stream of alligator chili. Now, I'm not sure of the exact time yet. I'll post that sometime before Wednesday. It could be as early as tomorrow or before Wednesday. I'll have it posted with the upcoming video time. And I did do an alligator video, an alligator taco video a couple weeks ago. You can find on the YouTube channel. And now I'm going to do an alligator chili. I got 3 pounds, they're in 1 pound segments, of some alligator fillets. So I've got 2 more videos coming. The first one's going to be a live chili video, cooked on the Pit Boss, cooked in a cast iron skillet. So I think it's going to be, sizzling, let me tell you. So if that interests you, be sure and pay attention on my YouTube channel. First of all, subscribe. It's Okie Smokin'. Number two, make sure you turn the bell notifications on. That's important so you get notified of all the videos that I release, live videos that are upcoming, and when I do go live. And you'll be able to follow along and make sure you don't miss out on them. Of course, if you do miss the live video, you can always see the replay. So you're not going to completely miss it. You just won't be able to get in on the fun when it happens. I don't know. I think that video could be a little longer because we're cooking chili. It could be 30 minutes up to 60 minutes, depending on how long it takes to get that chili done with the alligator. And I'm not real sure how I'm going to do it yet. I've got some ideals. So alligator chili coming up soon, next Sunday the 10th. That is going to be an amazing a video, I do believe. And Dolores, she liked my first alligator, and she's excited for this one. So she'll join me in next week's podcast. We'll talk about it that Sunday evening or so and have it out Monday sometime. And she'll let you know her thoughts on the alligator chili. We don't have any idea. Never done it. So that's going to be a real interesting and a real fun thing that we'll be doing going into next week's video, little alligator chili. So that ought to be fantastic. I think it's going to be great. If you've ever tried it, be sure and let me know what you think. And I'm also trying to look here because I was looking at my notes, ingredients that I would be using for this. I'd written this down, and I think what we're going to probably do is just have We'll definitely have some tomato sauce or some, probably diced tomatoes in there. Probably have some kind of broth in there. And then we're going to get that. I don't know. I'm going to look at some recipes. Just check it out this next weekend and when I go live on Sunday so you don't miss it. But I want to go ahead and thank each and every one of you for tuning into this podcast. It is really, really nice sitting here getting to talk to each and every one of you. And if you do enjoy what you're listening to, let me know. And, comment, email me, john@okiesmoking.com. Get on the fan page, okiesmoking.com/fanpage. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to get you on the podcast. And if you are interested in getting on this podcast, you can email me as well. And I would love to do that. So be sure and subscribe. Check us out on YouTube. And until next week, hey, you keep on firing up that grill.
Thank you for listening to the Okie Smokin' Podcast. Episodes drop every Monday. Don't forget to follow this podcast, or you might miss out on some delicious creations. You can also find us on our website, okiesmokin.com, and on YouTube and other social media platforms. Until next time, keep firing up that grill.